Welcome to
Love
the Russell
Talk
Price
Radio.
Morning Show. Welcome to the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. On our Newsmaker Live, we have a powerful entrepreneur, George Clayton. He is phenomenal at what he does. Before we bring him up, we want to talk about the upcoming event on April 13th. Entrepreneurs Networking Over Coffee at Decadence, 6204 Georgia Avenue. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. We're also bringing awareness to autism. This is Autism Month. But before you do that, make sure you get the word out about the Black Card. The Black Card. Be There Magazine's Black Card One. Changing the way people do business. Better life, better world, better now, better you. George, are you on the air? George, are you on the air? Go ahead. George Clayton, can you hear us? George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hear me.
I can hear you. Go ahead, George. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Welcome to the Newsmaker line of Russell News Morning Show. George, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got started with this business, George Clayton Collection.
Well, it all started as a young kid. Believe it or not, grandparents saw a picture of John Kennedy when his father passed, and he had on a little outfit. And it resonated with them, and they went and had me a suit made identical as a kid. And I just knew that what I had on was different than what everybody else was wearing. And I kind of liked it, kind of liked the feeling of dressing up, being different clothing-wise. And growing up in Washington, D.C., style and fashion was synonymous. Everybody, you know, just came out the house clean all the time, whether it was sports gear, whether he was going to the store, whether he was going to church, school. You always kept yourself looking good. And so stuck with me. And then started playing team sports, same thing, uniform. So it just became my uniform. And I got into the clothing industry heavily right after college. I met some really good guys such as Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Isaiah, Mike Woodson. And we used to go to a lot of All-Star games together. And so dressing was a part of that. It was a fashion show. And hanging out with those guys, I was wearing a little $200 suit, those guys, $2,000 suits. And so Michael and those guys messing with me. And so, you know, it's, you know, one way to kind of counteract someone mess with you is you kind of give it back to them. So, you know, I just asked them one day, I said, man, you guys are wearing those $2,000 suits and my suit's $200. Well, how come all the girls over here with me? And so that kind of resonated, and then they encouraged me and said, George, you got something going. You should get into it. And so I got into it full-time back in 85, and I've been making a living with it ever since.
That is phenomenal, man. Just to be a designer, a tailor, a person who knows fashions, and you're always impeccable. George, you basically wear your craft. You know what you do, and you are what you do, which is commendable on your part. You walk the walk when it comes to your business. What's your secret of really being so tailored and keeping yourself so fit?
Well, played basketball, football, baseball from age 6, boys club, right here in the D.C. area, up until age 13. Then I moved to Columbus, Ohio. But at the age of 10, I knew there was going to be basketball. So I was doing 3-a-days down at Upshur Playground. And turned 12, was invited to play in a Junior Olympics All-Star team, best 12-year-olds here in D.C. And that's when I knew that, you know, I could play against anybody in the country at that age. And then went to high school, Columbus, Ohio, came out with such guys as John Paxton and Sal Thompson, Granville Waiters, and so on. And then earned a scholarship. And so in school, basketball scholarship down in Oklahoma. So in school, every game I'll wear a suit. I go to thrift stores. I get the suit, tweed blazers, get them tailored, and I wear them to the game. And so that became my staple piece. And so went right back to my childhood. And so one of my slogans that I always stood by is you only get one chance to make a first impression, and your first impression is an everlasting impression. And it's very so often that you get a chance to change that first impression. And so I started from there, and I just built on it. And now I'm importing fabric from all over the world. I've made suits for presidents. I made suits for royalty over in Dubai. I made suits for the common man. And so I think that when you put on a suit, it raises the level of self-esteem. And with me, another one of my slogans is I dress the way that I want to be addressed.
I like that. That's a serious saying. I dress the way I like to be addressed. Wow. That's really, really fantastic. Give us how they can get in touch with you, your website, your Facebook page, your phone number.
I can be contacted at 301-814-5466. The website is www.georgeclaytoncollection.com. And what I've done is I was one of the first to kind of start what I like to call a concierge service, because a lot of my NBA players, when they came in town, I just made it a lot easier for them to go down and see them at the hotels. And then I would also do the same thing around town. Plus, it saved me a lot of money on brick and mortar. And so that has worked out for me really well. And it's a gift that was given to me, something that I can do in my sleep, but more importantly, I've been able to have my thumbprint in a lot of people's lives and on a lot of people's lives and vice versa. And that's way more rewarding than the financial part of it.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break, George. When we come back, we got the lines lit up, man. People want to talk to you. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll be right back with the one and only George Clayton.
Much more than this, I did it my way.
Hey, Russ.
I've had a few, but then again,
hey, George.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. On our newsmaker line is the one and only George Clayton. You're on the air with George Clayton. Anyone on the air that want to speak to George, speak up. Area code 240-326 or 202-752. You're on the air with George Clayton. Go ahead.
Hey, Russell, this is Brian Thornwell.
Hey.
Oh, fantastic.
You got my man on the phone, George Clayton. We go way back. When he talk about that B-ball, George can light it up, let me tell you. I rebound and give it to him, and he knows what to do, and he's doing the same thing with his clothing industry. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to that's the man you want to see if you try to get the right look.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Uh-huh. Absolutely correct, Brian. He is, I met George a while back, man. He is – not only is he a great collection of his clothes, but he's also a great individual. He's a, you know, he's a man's man, you know, just like you, Brian. I mean, he's a good company. I mean, George took me to some places, man, Embassy. But, I mean, he's well-connected, and he's kind of low-key. That's why I'm glad that we're bringing him out here in the forefront like that, because he's such a powerful person, but he's really kind of a low-key person. But he's such a powerful person to know. So great, great that you know him, and y'all go back, like I said, playing ball together. But fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then George is stepped up and doing mobile marketing, so he's a special client for me, and I appreciate everything he's done.
Oh, fantastic! He's a great person, and the more people want to know about it, he's going to be there on April 13th at the Entrepreneurs Over Coffee Network Over Coffee. You've been there before too, Brian. You can stop by. That'd be nice to have you come by at the Decadence. We're going to broadcast live again from there, but. Yeah, and tell them about your mobile stuff, man. Your mobile stuff is really fantastic. So I'm glad you called in. Who else is on the line beside Brian? I'm going to say hello to George. Go ahead. You're on the air with George Clayton. Go ahead. Air code 301-614. You're on the air. Go ahead. 814. George, tell us a little bit about why it's so important for a man or woman, really, to look good or to take pride in their clothes?
Well, I think it's very important is because it's your clothing speaks for you before you speak. And although there are many different styles and fashion that you're seeing now, however, but if taught on how to buy clothing, stated clothing. People say, well, what is stated clothing? Stated clothing is a blue suit for a man. Every man must have a blue suit, a dark blue suit. That's one of the first suits I've ever was given at the age of five, wearing a suit, going to church. It was a blue suit. And still today, my favorite suit is a navy blue suit. That suit you can wear anywhere and on any occasion. And all you do is just change the shirt out here and there. And you can wear that suit 5 days a week. If you watch our president, navy blue suit, dark suit, and he looks like a zillion dollars every single time. And so, and the same thing for a woman. Same scenario. Blue suit, blue skirt, get the pants made with it. She can go anywhere and be accepted in any circle.
Wow, that's a good point to make, man. A blue suit, it should be a staple in a man's wardrobe. You should have a blue suit. I agree with you. I have a blue suit, black suit. I went to a networking event last night, and when I walked in, I had a George Collection tie on. And I'm telling you, people were just coming up to me and Russell, you look so good. Oh, and when I tell them, I say, yeah, this is, you know, you have to present yourself well. And like you say, George, it makes a difference. Just a tie can make a difference. You follow what I'm saying? Just the way you look, the way people look at you and your wardrobe said something. But you are an expert at it. Give us what kind of advice would you get to a man who's starting out, just trying to start out with opportunity to start his wardrobe off? How would he go about it? But what advice would you give to him if he's just starting out to try to upgrade or upstage his wardrobe?
I go back to the navy blue suit. I have to go back to that every single time. And I would even tell a guy, I say, look, I started out as a teenager and as a mid-adult going to thrift stores. No shame in that. absolutely no shame in that. And I would always encourage him to get a dark suit. A dark suit, because you can interview in it. You can wear it back in D.C., back in the day. We didn't really have anything. We got those Levi jeans. We pressed them, or the Lee jeans. We pressed them. White shirt. I know you guys are feeling me out there. And we put on a blazer, and we were youngsters, 11, 12 years old, you know, trying to feel like a big boy. And we go down Georgetown with a blazer on and some, penny loafers, the moccasins, the true ones that you can put a penny in. What? We was dressed to the nine. And that look is still synonymous. Still synonymous. And so that's stated. Those are stated pieces and stated things that we've done, but we made something out of nothing. And I'll strongly suggest to tell any young guy out there, get a suit. You can go interview. You can make money. You can do anything in a dark suit. You really can. And if you don't have the formal training education to get a job, I tell you what, when you go and show up, you're definitely going to look the part.
Fantastic. We're going to take another break. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's network on the radio. When you come back, George, I want you to talk about how the youth of today does not see the importance of dressing to the nines or wearing suits. How do we get from where we were back in the day to where we're at now with our youth realizing that they could wear some baggy pants or something hanging down? What happened to the culture of us dressing like that? This is the Russell Price Morning Show. We'll be right back with our newsmaker line, the one and only George Clayton. We'll be right back.
Hey, George.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. You are the name.
George. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you on our newsmaker line, the one and only George Clayton. Tell us, George, what changed the wave or the shift of the aspect of us being dressed? What happened? When I was in high school, you couldn't go to school without being dressed. What changed the flavor of our youth today where you don't have to be dressed?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, sagging and with the boys, and now you see the girls are also doing it. You know, I was like everybody else, a little hard on them at first. But now, you know, I have a little different perspective because at some point in our lives, we all have done something outside the box, something that our peers didn't like with dressing and fashion. We've all done that. And I'll give you an example. As a kid in elementary school, it wasn't cool to wear long johns, you know. And my grandmother, she was a taskmaster in health and taking care of yourself. And I said, man, Grandma, I can't wear these things. Guys pull your pants leg up, they laugh. She said, it doesn't matter. You're warm. You stay out there and play football all day long, and they can only play for a little bit, so who cares? Women, they had to wear certain things. They leave the house, they go and change on their way to school. We've all done it. So with this sagging scenario, it's a fad. It's a fad that they don't understand where it comes from. I think if they understood the originality of about that sagging thing, I think that they would leave it alone. However, it's something that they'll have to grow out of. And what I tell guys is, it's like with the braids. As a kid, believe it or not, I wore braids all the time in elementary school. I wore braids. Now that I'm so far from that, However, I always tell people, don't you be the last one to change that style. But I can't tell you, you know, when to leave it. It's just don't be the last one still wearing that same style. And so it's a personal choice. It's their body. They can do what they want to do. However, would I hire a person like that? I don't think so.
Excellent point. Excellent point. You're right, though. Don't be the last one to lead the style. You see a dude now wearing a jerry curl. He's the last one to lead that style, and it does not look right. It does not look right. You're on the line with George Clayton. Anybody want to speak up now? The lines are lit up. Let's say hello to George. Go ahead. You're on the air.
George.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hi, Alexander. I'm the head coach at North Carolina A&T State University. How are you doing? How you doing, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Great show. Sound good. Great, great advice to all the young people out there who understand and what it's going to take to, you know, become a first-class professional. They need to take your advice. I've been listening for the last 6 or 7 minutes on your advice about the image that you project.
Appreciate it, Si. You've always been one of the my favorite coaches. You've done something in the HVC conference that's never been done by taking two teams to the NCAA championship. You've been out there. You've always represented very well, and you've always been a person that I could look up to, and also refer other folks to look up to, and I'm sure they admired you from afar. And you've always have dressed the part, and you've given men an image of coaching on how to conduct themselves and on and off the court. And I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Sounds good. Now keep up the good work.
Okay. Thanks, Si.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. Anyone else that wants to speak up to George right now? You're on the air with the one and only George Clayton. The George Clayton Collection, you're on the air with the Russell Price Morning Show. Go ahead.
Hello, can I be heard?
Yeah, you can be heard. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is Steve Cheney, one of George's friends. I want to give George his props on all that he has done and all that he continues to do, not just for the grown adults that he is associated with, but the younger people that have come in contact with him. I have four kids, a 24-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 5- and a 6-year-old. And to the dress code, you know, my daughter, when she was growing up, I had to check her when she was going out the door when I saw her wear things that I thought were inappropriate, that I only know that in God's eyes that she should be seen wearing that or in the house. And also with Facebook, you know, Facebook nowadays, people are putting things on Facebook and go back to not just the dress code, but on Facebook, that stuff is being on a record. So if you go on a job interview, any employer can go to Facebook, pull that stuff up and see what you've been doing. And sometimes that's just a, you know, kick you right out the door. They don't even want to have anything to do with you. The belt thing, the baggy clothes. I got a 16-year-old son. You know, one day tried to walk out the house with his pants halfway down, and I checked him as he was going out the door, said, no, we don't dress like that. You were raised better than that. Anybody want to see your underwear, you need to stay in the house. But to go back to George, again, I'm one of the small peds in his group, friends, and I just want to give him his props because whenever I'm with him, he's encouraging to not just on his success, but on success that he can put to others. So I just want to give George a thanks for that and allowing me to be one of his friends. And may God continue to bless him and his ventures.
Thanks, Steve. Really appreciate that, my friend.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Lisa, and I'm actually a new friend of George's. We met through a mutual friend. He is such an exceptional role model for our youth, for, you know, trying to set this this generation into being a more classy generation, because we really have fallen to just such a casual environment. And I mean, a lot of people have brought this up, and you had mentioned it, George, as far as going to church and, you know, looking the part as opposed to some of the things that people are coming in with in our youth these days. So we really appreciate the standard that you're trying to lift. But then I also want to say that George has an exceptionally huge heart. He always wants to help people. And I'm actually working with him on a way to help a lot of people. I didn't realize that it's Autism Month, but he has something that he has available to him with 20 years of research, a brain supplement, which is helping a lot of people in that department. So get in touch with him for more. But I just love this guy. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's just an easy person to get to know, and we appreciate all your work, George. You're great.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate you.
Sure.
Excellent. They're still coming in, George. Who else wants to say hello to George? Go ahead, speak up. Go ahead, join in with George Clayton. Go ahead. We're going to take a last break, Joe. We come back, we want some closing statements. This has been an excellent, excellent show. You are so well respected, George, despite the lines that lit up. I mean, just keep calling in. There's so many people calling in just to hear your voice or hear what you have to say. You are truly, truly a gentleman's gentleman, a man's man. And I want to say, from my perspective, I'm so glad that I met you. And I'm also appreciative of everything you've done and things you're going to be doing. It's so important to have men like you. We need to man up now in this town and keep our man card intact, because we're losing our respect in some cases as a man. So we want to make sure that we have the people like yourself really, really, what I call, get their props, you know what I mean? Because without that, it seems to me that the D.C. area is really, really, really changing now. So we have to make sure that we change with it, or we do things that we'll be right back with the closing statement from George Clayton. Ain't no stopping us now. We've got the groove. We're on the move. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all
Thank
about
you.
It's networking on the radio. George, give us your closing
statement. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. George, give us your closing statement.
Oh, closing statement, Russ. What I would say, Russ, is that, for one, keep following your dreams with passion. Never shrink your dreams for your wallet or your purse. Believe it, conceive it, you can achieve it. A prime example of a thumbprint in some kids' lives, but they're men now and doing men things, such as Victor Oladipo, Ty Lawson, Trey Burke, Gerd Sellinger, Gerald Henderson, both of the grand boys, countless of lives. But these are just some that you see in the NBA right now, and they're all under 24, 25 years old. They're all millionaires. And we went from, you know, being a big uncle and their father sending them $300 and $400 a month down to school. Now these guys are making more money than corporations are, and so you never know what's going to stick in a person's life. And just having the thumbprint in some of those guys' lives and seeing them grow up and nurturing them. It's phenomenal. So what I would say in closing and parting is that the sky is into the limit. Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do. And if you put your heart into it, you focus on your goals, you believe it, you conceive it in your heart, you can achieve it.
Give out your information on how to get in touch with you one more time.
I can be reached at 301-814-5466. Website, www.georgeclaytoncollection.com.
Excellent. You can meet George Clayton on April 13th, Entrepreneurs Networking Over Coffee at Decadence, 6204 Georgia Avenue Northwest. Don't miss this opportunity to meet George in person. It will be a breathtaking experience. You can make sure you get your business card to him or your information to him. Give him a call. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. See you on April 13th. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. See you tomorrow morning. We're here every morning from 10 to 10:30 talking about businesses and promoting businesses and networking. Get your black card. Do not leave home without your black card, please. Make sure you have the black card to help other people and businesses. Oh,